designing the application up front, designing your look and feel, and especially your interaction with data. One of the things that we see customers do a lot is that a customer will come to us and say, my app is slow to start up. And probably one of the most common issues that a customer may have related to performance is that my app is slow to start up. And the reason their app is slow to start up is because typically what they're doing is they're loading their data, they're talking to the web services, all as part of the application starting up. And so one of the things that we've done that I touched on earlier is we developed a component, if you will, that allows you to go off and do work in what we call the background. So in other words, your application come up really quickly, and then in the background, you're sitting there loading all the data that you need. And another thing is, or you can load the data as you need it, but again, in the background. And it's those are the key things that when you're designing an application, to be aware of where your data is coming from, how you're getting your data, and getting your data essentially when you need your data.
Right.
And if you're going to load a large amount of data, do something like try to load it in the background and let the user have a little progress bar, something that sees, hey, I'm loading data, so that they're aware of what's going on, and that they can exit out of that operation. And a lot of times when we have customers who come to us and say that there's performance issues with starting up their application, we find a lot of times most of those can be addressed by effectively managing how they grab their data when the application is starting, grabbing their data as needed or doing it in the background. And we've made that, as I said, much more accessible and approachable to do that sort of a thing in Visual Studio 2005.
Right. In the old VB days, you know, back in 95, 96, one of the mistakes I saw a lot of people doing was putting too many controls on one form. Is that still a problem that you have to think about, you know, not putting 80 controls on one form? And
so traditionally, especially on Win 9.5 and old Win 9X platforms, there's a hardware resource called an HWin, and it's something that when you use too many of them, there are actually hard limits to the operating system, and you could basically, not only would your application get slow, but sooner or later you could actually make your application crash. That's not such an issue on XP. However, we're still cognizant of that. So when I show you our toolstrip component, the toolstrip component is one HWin or one resource, and the rest of any items that you add on there are not actually HWins or resources. So we're doing a lot of stuff in our grid and our tool strips themselves so that they're architected from the ground up to be performant and resource conscious so that they don't have those problems that they had before in the VB6 days. So we have tried to architect that into our applications, and as well as the fact that the operating systems now are much smarter about the resources and scale much better in terms of resource utilization.
Right. Do you know of any other mistakes that you see customers making, or that you would?
I think the biggest thing we see is whether it's performance or how they handle data. It's really thinking about the user's logical flow of the application and really coming up and architecting and designing the application correctly up front, and whether that means how they're going to interact with data or how the user interface is going to be laid out, but thinking about it up front in terms of what the interaction is going to be with the user and designing that up front and spending a lot of time designing that up front, that'll really pay off in the long run in terms of your application performance, application usability, those sorts of things.
Cool. Do you have any other demos or anything else you wanted to show?
That's the core demos I think I've shown here.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Really neat. Anything you want the ChannelNine customers to tell you or help you with feedback as you go through the beta process?
Well, I think we have a beta that's available for, I believe, customers on the alpha program. The main thing that I can say is that customers who are using our beta, please use the channels that we have in terms of the Ladybug and our alpha news groups to provide feedback. Me personally, our whole group, but me personally, we look at all that feedback individually. We respond to that feedback. If there are people out there who have used WinBee and have logged bugs and or had comments, I'm sure they've probably seen either me directly provide feedback in the news groups and or provide feedback in Ladybug. You may not realize
Ladybug is the MSDN Product Feedback Center.
That's exactly. It's the MSDN Product Feedback Center. That's correct. You may not even realize it's me providing the feedback. But to be clear, actually, the product team does look at all those issues that come in. We take them all seriously. We consider everything that is said. We fixed a tremendous amount of bugs that have come in because customers have used the product. So you know, there's anything I can say is continue to use the product and continue to provide us feedback because we are listening. When I say we, I mean my team, me personally, we do listen and we do appreciate it. And it's that sort of feedback that, that helps us. In some cases, maybe we can't respond to it this version, but I guarantee you, we take all that stuff and we look for the next version. We say, how can we even make it better in the next version? So it's extremely helpful.
So
we appreciate it.
You just announced there is going to be a next version after, would you?
If you think anybody who thinks Windows Forms is it's done, yeah. The
any leaks you want to talk?
Let's just say it's gonna rock. It's really good. So yeah, you heard it here. Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you want to tell us about Windows Forms?
No, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I always love to get the word out on Windows Forms. I think it's probably the most underappreciated technology that ships in Visual Studio 2005. From my maybe biased opinion.
Yeah. So. Thank you very much.
Thank
that
you.
That was awesome.